Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Revelation 5:10 says that we've been made to our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Ecclesiastes 8, we've studied these before, I'm just reminding you. Ecclesiastes 8, 4 and 5 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the what? The word of a king. You shall decree a thing. Well, you're going to do that through words. How will we rule and reign in life? Through our words. Through our decrees. Kings reign with words, like we've said before. If the king wants a ditch dug, he doesn't look for a shovel. Right? If he's the king, and he's got all these subjects, and he's got all these helpers, and all these armies, and all these... If he wants a ditch dug, how does he get it dug? He says something, right? He says, let the ditch be dug. And somebody's going to go running for a shovel. Is that right? Because he's the king. He's to be obeyed. Well, you and I are to rule and reign in this life as kings, and kings rule with their words. Now, I've heard this. Thank God for the teaching of Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, on this subject of confession and words, and other men like Charles Capps and Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, and the list goes on and on. You know, I began to hear some of these things some decades ago. Changed my life forever. And in reviewing and thinking about these things again, stirring myself up on them, you just begin to see it's more important than you thought it was. It is so vital. Our words are so important. So important. In talking about ruling and reigning, reigning with words, the scripture tells us that we can decree a thing and it be established to us. But if that's the case, why are so many Christians not doing it? Why are they not reigning? And why is probably most of the church world make fun of people like us and call us the name it, claim it? Confess it, possess it. They think it's preposterous that we think or we're convinced that we could say something and it'd come to pass. They think, what kind of hocus pocus mumbo jumbo is that? And again, it's just because of being so terribly ignorant of the Bible. How does God operate? Does he rule? Does he reign? How does he do it? He does it with his words. Are God's words important to him? Are they precious to him? I mean, the Bible talks about he's exalted his word above his name. His word. I mean, when you start talking about the word, you're talking about a person. The word became flesh. Right? And dwelt among us. In the beginning, you're sitting on this chair. We're here in the state of Missouri. Where did the state of Missouri come from? Where did the Ozark Hills come from? The air we breathe. The sunlight that we'll enjoy in the morning. How's it here? Where did it come from? God spoke. He said, light be. And through his words, he created. Hebrews 11 tells us that we understand that by faith, the worlds were created by the word of God. So that things that we see were not made from things that appear. God is spirit, and he spoke out of himself. And what he had conceived in himself and what he could see by faith, he put that faith into his words and he released it. And it became. In all of the history of the Bible, with every people and every time, everything he did through his words. But people hear that and they think, well, yeah, but that's God, Brother Keith. No, we are the children of God. We're created in His likeness and image. We also are created to rule and reign and have dominion from the very beginning. Why would we think we're going to do it in a different way from our Creator? How should we rule and reign? Through our words. Now the enemy knows this. And he fears faith-filled words of righteous, Jesus' name authorized children of God. He fears it. And so he has worked overtime for centuries to confuse people and cause people to believe lies about this to the point that so much of the church pays little to no attention to what they say, what it means. They do not speak with purpose. People think talking is simply so I can express myself. Most of the world thinks we have a tongue and we can speak so that I can express how I feel and what I think. But we were never created to operate on such a low level. Does God just speak lightly or randomly? What if He did? What if God spoke like many Christians? What if God got so aggravated and He looked down and said, "Oh, you stupid bunch, you'll never amount to anything." Then we never would. That'd be it. And yet you got Christians talk to their children that way. Now we're going to get into this some more. Are you ready for this tonight? We're going to delve into this. But I'll just warn you ahead of time, when you see it real clearly, you're going to have a task in front of you. And it's taming that thing under your nose. How many believe the answer to people's problems is right under their nose? Go to James. Oh boy. You should see some of the looks I'm getting all over the crowd here, man. There's a whole lot of poking going on. Pointing and James chapter 3. Are you believing with me?
Yes.
Believe with me. This is so important. In fact, let's just stop and pray just a little bit further right here. Father, we thank You so much for Your precious word. You are right. Anybody that disagrees with You is wrong. Enlighten us. Help us to see things the way they really are, the way You know them and see them to be. Give everybody ears to hear and eyes that see an enlightenment. Help us to come up to a higher level of understanding and operation in these things. And we purpose by Your grace not to be forgetful hearers only, but by Your grace we shall be doers, putting these things into practice. And we know as we do, we'll be blessed, for You're faithful to watch over Your word and perform it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. James chapter 3, verse 2. James 3, 2. He said, "In many things we offend all." Another way of saying that is all of us have made mistakes in different areas. "If any man offend not in what?
Word.
In word." Or in what he or she says. "The same is a perfect." Word also means complete, mature man or woman. "And able also to bridle the whole body." Do we believe this? Then what's the key? What is the key to development and maturity? What's the key? Controlling our mouth, our words. What's the key to controlling our whole body? Overcoming every bad habit. Reaching every goal. What's the key? According to the Bible, it's our words. So if we've been struggling, or if we've been falling, if we've been failing, where's the first place to look? What have you been saying? Right? The thing is, the world is flowing downstream in the negative vein fast. And if you'll talk negative and talk failure and talk unbelief, nobody will notice. Because that's what they're talking. Right? When you begin to turn and go upstream and talk faith and talk victory and call things that be not as though they were, now you're going to stand out. People are going to say, oh, you're one of them. From that rich church. You're one of those faith people, and people say it with disdain. But that's all right. That's all right. They can still be talking about it when you're enjoying the blessing. When Phyllis is reading your big testimony. Right? They can still be scoffing and making fun. But this is how the Bible, remember the Bible, tells you how to operate it. Keep reading. If we control our words, we won't miss it. We'll develop. We'll be mature. Bible says perfect. And we'll be able to control the whole body. Verse 3, he gives illustrations. He says, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Control a big horse with a little bit. Behold, the ships, though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth or decides. Even so, the tongue is a little member. And he goes on to describe how it's just like the rudder, it's just like the bit. Today, you'd probably say, like the steering wheel. Yeah. Right? If you're in your car and you're doing 90 miles an hour south, does it do any good to just sit there and cry and go, I don't want to go south. I'm going south so fast, but I don't want to go fast south. Please, y'all pray. I don't want to go south. Call you on your cell phone to prayer lines and go, y'all pray. I don't want to go south. Y'all pray fast for me and pray. I don't want to go south. I'll press the accelerator and see if that'll help. I'll play the radio loud. I'll turn the signals on. No, there's only one thing going to help you. Right? People can pray till they're hoarse, but until you get a hold of the steering wheel, right? You're going to have, at some point, you got to get a hold of the steering wheel. Stop going south and turn that steering wheel and keep turning it until you're going the direction you want to go.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Ruling with Righteous Words, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001J. That's R-1001J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.